on Sunday and Charleston on the ballroom floor on Monday. But you gotta go to hell on the Black Diamond train. The Black Diamond pulled off now for hell. Next station is Gambler's Tower. Wait there and let all the gamblers get on board. Have a big crowd of gamblers and crap shooters and card players and bootleggers got to ride the Black Diamond train to hell. They all get on the Black Diamond train. She starts out for hell.
There is this thing. Do you realize what is? There is this thing. Do you realize
consciousness is affected?
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news have brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's Community News Program, Off the Air. Today is Friday, June 24th. My name is Pranjan Malik, and I'll be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from unceded territory of Ashnee.
There is this thing on. There is this thing going on. Do you realize
our consciousness is affected?
There is this thing going on.
What is called
the news have brought to you live.
Welcome to the Friday edition of CKUT's Community News Program, Off the Air. Today is Friday, June 24th. My name is Pranjan Malik, and I'll be your host today. CKUT broadcasts from unceded territory of Ashnehapek and Kanehaka, one of the founding nations of Haudenosaunee Confederacy. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Sounds presents Montreal's biggest pre-carnival event, Soca in your 514. Friday, July 1st, from 10 p.m. till Montreal DJs, Production Sounds, Fire Joe, DJ Lax, Ottawa DJ, Sweet Tunes, and from Toronto, DJ Screw International, Purple City, and DJ GQ. Venue, The Fat Loft, 9 St. Catherine, East Montreal.
I don't drink water and mind my business.
Early birds, only $25, more after. For info, call 514-862-6321 or 514-882-6066. Soca in your 514, Friday, July 1st at the Fat Loft, 9 St. Catherine, East Montreal. Be there.
First, local news. On Monday, former Parti Québécois leader André Boisclair pled guilty of two charges of sexual assault. These were made in respect to two separate events that happened in January 2014 and November 2015. Quebec government judge Perry Lebel will deliver his sentence on July 18th. And this week, Montrealers lined up for days outside Guy Favre complex, waiting for their passports to be processed. Many slept in tents to save their place in line. Tensions rose when Service Canada workers announced that they would be prioritizing people by flight time instead of appointment time. The police was called in for crowd control. And the Cree Nations of Chisisabi announced that it would launch its first investigation into residential school graves in Quebec. Two residential schools operated on the nation's territory from 1933 to 1981. And this summer, six emergency rooms across Quebec will be reducing their operating hours and will have to turn away ambulances. The affected regions include Lachine and Montreal. The partial closure is due to staff shortages, with about 59,000 missing or absent healthcare workers across Quebec. And today is Saint Jean-Baptiste Day, or Quebec's provincial holiday. And now, some international headlines. Today, the U.S. Supreme Court officially overturned the landmark case Roe v. Wade. This 1973 ruling gave women nationwide the constitutional right to an abortion. Mississippi is one of the 13 states with trigger laws which outlaw abortion within 30 days of Roe v. Wade being overturned. And the U.S. Supreme Court overturned New York law requiring residents to have, quote, proper cause, end quote, to carry fire alarm. This affects a quarter of U.S. population who live in the states with similar licensing requirements to New York. And Ukraine is officially a candidate of European Union membership. It is the first country to be considered since Croatia in 2013. European leaders will discuss Ukraine's potential membership next week. And a powerful earthquake hit East Afghanistan, killing about 1,000 people. The survivors were left to deal with the aftermath on their own as the new Taliban-led government provided little help, and many international aid organizations withdrew their support after the Taliban came to power.
Music and Anti-Fascism, Reflections on the Past and Possibilities in the Present. Join us for a concert July 7th featuring Egyptian Cotton Orchestra, Montreal Free Jazz, Kim Dong Wong, free improv based on Korean traditional music, Skunk Heaven, New York City Noise, on July 7th, 2022, at 9 p.m., La Sala Rosa, 4848 Saint Laurent. For more information on the concert and conference on protest music and anti-fascism, music and antifascism.wordpress.com. This concert, with generous support from Suoni per il Popolo and Popolo Press. This is a CKUT Radio co-presentation.
Back to CKUT's Friday Off the Hour. The time is just after 5. My name is Pranjal Malik. June 21st was National Indigenous Peoples Day. So here's Alice Vu with more on National Indigenous Peoples Day concert in Cabot Square.
This was an event celebrating Indigenous identity and culture, and it was co-sponsored by Pop Montreal, Resilience Montreal, and the Native Women's Shelter of Montreal. The concert began at 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, with opening words by Kevin Deer, a Mohawk faith keeper in Ganawage, Quebec.
Bonjour tout le monde. Welcome everyone. Nagade uwa winizarade. Yori huwano hododawana dukwa. Nene ugohuwe yao nizara uwa winizarade. Agwe watkwano waradu tinitu ga izuwes uwa winizarade. Nazi Zaniti Dakanaraja, say a way of what's a new Humba Hiboya, Humba Hosha. Nazi Egon Hodo Kawi, Naduana Duka Yetini Stone Hutta. Nazi Zaniti Jadaso Zimzade, Signora Owen is a rather. Say a way go your good for Haja. A wagon didn't hold you, what's the chat when he's a ragged on a Yatana Joduct? None of us are too over. Anago, no hold the Gaharun in Yoni. A wagon saguna ne, Tuni zero di Daja. And a neck got you a nutta, chat the winnies a ragged. Onakti, Ayed the one who radu. Nariwa, a wagon saguga idus, a way you got out garide. Nazi say you got come a haja, Naganum Quarazza. So at this time, I'd like to welcome each and every one of you that are gathered here today. As I'm looking around, we're all seemingly in good mind, good health, good spirit, and that's something to celebrate, because health is wealth. Now, one of the things that we talk about, this was a snapping turtle, but we have our own creation story that tells us who we are. Where do we come from?
Je vais essayer de faire la traduction. Donc, Donc, on est ici pour, on veut, ben, on débute à vous remercier d'être ici parmi nous aujourd'hui. Nous sommes tous ici ensemble dans une bonne mentalité, un bon esprit uni. On est ici ensemble pour célébrer cette journée. Et en cette célébration, on va partager des histoires. Et M. Deer parlait de sa tortue. Ben, que c'était une tortue une fois. Stop. Puis, donc, il va continuer maintenant.
Okay. So now we refer to the earth as mother. Because every day she gives us pure, unconditional love from the beginning of time to today. And the only thing that she asks in return of us, the two-leggeds, is that we sing our sacred songs, that we continue to do our dances, and we acknowledge all of those things in that sacred cycle and web of life, to the people, to the water, to the fish, to the medicines, to the grasses, to the strawberry, to the corn, to the beans, to the squash, to the animals, the free and domesticated, even to your pets. And then we acknowledge all of these trees and all of these birds that sing their beautiful songs.
Donc, on va faire le remerciement à la Mère Terre. Donc, c'est tous un cercle qui commence avec les créatures à deux jambes, les créatures qui sont dans la terre, qui bougent la terre pour nous. On remercie toutes les créations qui sont dans l'air, les oiseaux. On remercie l'énergie, toute qui va ensemble, qui est unie.
And now as we look into the sky, we acknowledge the four directions. We acknowledge the four winds. We acknowledge our grandfathers, the tender beings. We acknowledge that sun who is our elder brother. Nighttime, we acknowledge our grandmother, the moon. And then we acknowledge the stars, the star stories, the star knowledge, and the star people.
On remercie les quatre directions. On remercie le soleil. On remercie les étoiles.
And once we go beyond the stars, we acknowledge all of our ancestors that originate from the other side of the sky. We come here for a time, and we're all going back home one day. And for us, we're already guaranteed everlasting life. We are spirit. We come from the great spirit. We're going to return to the great spirit.
On doit remercier surtout nos ancêtres qui viennent de l'au-delà. Et qu'un jour, nous aussi, on va retourner à notre grand esprit avec nos ancêtres.
So here we are today to talk about what is now commonly referred to in the last number of 5 years, I guess, as Aboriginal Day. Well, why is this day significant? It's because the indigenous spiritual wisdom of this land has been suppressed, but now it's resurrecting up. And because of global warming and climate change, we better start to think about our relationship with the Mother Earth, because if we continue on the path we are on, we, as two-leggeds, will not be alone very much longer in the future.
Donc, on doit remercier aussi et prendre soin de notre Mère Terre, parce que si on continue sur le chemin qu'on est présentement, on va être détruit, on va se détruire. Donc, il faut vraiment prendre soin de où on est.
So, in my creation story, Sky Chief falls in love with a young girl. He asks the mother to marry her. She agrees. There's celebration. There's a wedding. And then she's conceived. And now she has to leave that lower world to come to this lower world for perpetual life and rejuvenation forever. So our creation story begins with love. We are love. We're supposed to be sharing love. Love for the Mother Earth, love for our ancestors, and just do the best that you could in love every day. Because with all of the problems that exist in the world, the solution to everything is love for your body, love for one another, love for the Mother Earth, love for our ancestors. So let there be love. Thank you very much.
Merci. Donc, juste pour terminer, qu'est-ce que Kevin dit, c'est que avec l'amour, on doit aimer et être aimé. On doit aimer notre mère terre et aimer tout ce qu'on a en entour de nous, parce que la solution, c'est avec l'amour. Et avec l'amour, il y a toujours des solutions. Merci.
Hi. Thank you so much, Kevin Deere. Coming up next is the Buffalo Hat Singers.
We Buffalo Hat Singers.
I have been lucky to have known them for I don't know how long, very long time. They are my children's rock stars, so I'm very happy to have them here and for you to listen to them.
Buffalo Hat Singers, si vous les connaissez pas, vous allez les connaître maintenant.
Thank you. We're gonna finish actually with thank you song, just two push-ups, two repetitions, and le chant de remerciement. On invite tout le monde en fait à remercier ce que vous voulez dans la vie. So we invite everybody actually to think about what you want to thank during the song.
Hey, y'all. you so much to the Buffalo Hat Singers. You want to give them a round of applause?
Oh, they're not amazing.
Mais je vous entends pas vraiment.
All right, so we're very, very lucky to have our next performer. His name is Mike Paul. He's Inu from Mashtuyash. He's an author, a composer, and he won 2 awards from Opli Superstar Uktukdun 2022.
Oui, quoi? Vous allez bien? Oui. Tu me stènes est-ce que maintenant, que ce n'est tchèque, nous me stènes le ten où t'es Joe Jagge. Quoi quoi ça, nous t'in cachin, puis quoi gami le nous. Je suis un pied quoi gami le nous, il nous, du pied quoi gami, du lac Saint-Jean, qu'on dit so-called lac Saint-Jean. It's an honor to be here today with you, Inu Nation. Thanks to Pop Montréal. Thanks to organize this day with Kwe, Ishkwe, and Nakuset. Thanks, Kevin Deere, for the introduction. It's very strong to see you. C'est vraiment fort de voir aujourd'hui. On va commencer avec une chanson qui s'intitule Pachakutao, qui veut dire levons-nous, protégeons ce qui est sacré, protégeons la terre mère en cette journée des peuples autochtones. Et Goumiam. Ate kwa pe ispetel mata te manto tu no ames que nu o me hue passe kutar spontita il un dia si te pati tu te nano te skets to asinus canita e ti te ne muta nyanje timo suno we we yawe yo we we yawe yo we we yawe yo we we yawe yo yawe yo we we yawe yo we we yawe yo we yo the sun comes down spot it up you dare see Panchigi, tu te nano, deskets tu asinut, canita, pichi te ne muta, miangentimo, sumno.
Prochaine chanson s'intitule Nanukutao. Levons-nous.
Je me suis tenu comme un canard, merci. La prochaine chanson, hey, vous dansez vraiment bien le mokoucham. On dirait que c'était un mokoucham là, chez nous, là, avec les outards, les bernaches, les castors, il ne reste plus rien que le festin. Les esprits sont contents, merci. Je me suis tenu comme un canard. Hey, vous êtes merveilleux. On va y aller avec une chanson qui s'intitule « Il nous, ou tout le monde ». C'est une chanson qui va au cœur de notre identité. Notre relation avec la terre, le territoire, vous savez. Notre langue, Innu, le Shashlinouéoun, est reliée au territoire, nomade. Nous sommes des nomades chasseurs-cueilleurs qui vivent au rythme des saisons. Et cette chanson-là, c'est vraiment l'importance pour notre identité, notre peuple. Innu Tepeltemun, c'est l'autodétermination des Premières Nations. C'est le titre de cette chanson. Écoutez!
Battre le stade de battre le monde, et nous le tignons. Qu'à pointe, qu'à pas muscat, qu'à l'étour, la chasse et nous. C'est à travers nous ici, à plus que se raconte notre histoire. Retrouvons-nous sur le chemin, accomplissant et nous déroulons.
Samopangwa. Greetings. I'm glad to be here today. It makes me happy to see all of you here today. The first little Kachina in line is my Hopi name. I come from the village of Shangopavi, and I come from the Water Clan. Today with me, I have my younger son, Mr. Scott Sixkiller Sinqua. We're here to share some social forms of singing and dancing. As artists and as ambassadors of indigenous communities, we tour all throughout Europe, all across Canada, as well as the United States, not only sharing our culture, but learning of many, many other cultures. Put your hands together for yourselves, your wonderful audience. Thank you. Thank you for supporting. Let's put our hands together for Nakaset. All of her wonderful work. This is a lot of effort, and it takes a lot of work, and we're very grateful that she does this every year for the community, and we're very proud to be part of this. So we want to thank you. We come from the Hopi Nation in Arizona. Still today in the Hopi Nation, we follow the solar system. The sun, the moon, and the stars still today dictate our planting season and our ceremonial calendar. So as Hopi people, most of the time when we're dancing, because we live in the desert, we're dancing for rain. We're dancing for moisture as well as prosperity. We're taught that everything that exists has a life. It has a spirit. When we sing and when we dance, we do not dance for ourselves. We do not sing for ourselves. We're singing for everything that exists, everything that has a life, and everything that we want to hear, that we want here for the rest of our future and our future generations. So what we're going to share with you is a social form of singing and dancing. When we travel throughout the U.S. and Canada to participate in our social gatherings, today called powwows, where we celebrate life through song and dance, one of the first songs or one of the first songs that are sung for the celebration are for our veterans, are for our warriors, our modern day warriors who protect what we have here today, our freedom. Let's put our hands together for all of our service men and service women who protect what we have, our freedom. So we're going to start our presentation off with a veteran song in honor of all of our service men and service women. I hope you enjoy. Title holder in the hoop dance competition. Let's put our hands together for Scott Sixkiller Sinqua. He's also a song maker. He makes some of the traditional songs that we're singing. He also made this drum as well. So he's a very, very talented individual. Well, he's On the top of his head, he wears a wapesha, a head roach, made out of porcupine hair. The colored part around the base is white-tailed deer hair. It's all commercially dyed. The two eagle feathers on the top of his head represent the warriors on the battlefield. His eagle feathers sit on what's known as a rocker. While he's dancing, the feathers will go back and forth, keeping in time with the rhythm of the drum. On his back, he has two feather bustles. On his back, he has the two feather bustles. These are made and worn in representation of the battlefield. His beadwork that he wears was passed down from his great uncle, Mr. Newton Loma Heftiwa. This beadwork was made in the 50s by an Arapaho woman. So this beadwork continues to dance with Scott, and it'll be passed on to his son. If there's anything that you like in this dance while he's dancing, feel free to yell, scream, clap. You can even do the wave if you like. But he only takes 50s. Let's bring him out with a round of applause to encourage him in a dance known as a fancy word dance, Hoka. Beautiful dancing. Thank you, Scott. Let's give it up again for Scott Six Killer Cinqua. Fancy war dance. It smells like a bunch of burnt chicken feathers up here. We're very blessed and honored to be sharing these dances with you here today. As I mentioned earlier, when we sing and when we dance, we don't sing for ourselves. We don't dance for ourselves. We dance for those who want to dance, those who can't dance, but most importantly, all of our ancestors and all of the plants, animals, insects, the air, the water, the earth, and the fire, everything that the Creator has provided for us that allows us to be whatever it is we want to be in this beautiful life. As we travel throughout the world, we find that we are all the same as humans. We are all coming from the same human family. We all need food, we all need water, and we all need air. These are all basic needs that we need just to be alive. But we also need love. We also need our family to make us happy through our lives. So I ask you, as my human family, to please, please continue to love yourselves, love your immediate family members, but also remember to care and to love the plants, the animals, the insects, the air, the water, the earth, and the fire. Everything that the Creator has provided for us that allows us to be whatever it is we want to be in this beautiful life. This dance that I'm sharing with you here today is called a hoop dance. Long ago, this was a healing dance. In the southwestern part of the United States, we're told that this comes from the Taos, New Mexico area. They tell us a little boy would do this dance and his grandfather would sing for him. They say every time he passed his body through the hoop, he was adding a day onto the sick person's life. So many people would visit for miles around to be healed. So still today, we like to take this dance throughout the world because many people do need healing, whether it's a natural disaster or a man-made event. Many people do not share the conveniences that we have here in our beautiful country. So in this dance, you have to use your imagination. You're going to see many things from nature. You might see the sun, the moon, the earth, a hawk, an eagle, an alligator, a cowboy on a horse, a butterfly. You might even see Mickey Mouse if you look hard enough. But hopefully, you enjoy my version of the Native American hoop dance. Kokua. How's everybody doing today? Glad everybody made it out here today for the event. We're very grateful to be here. We're thankful for the rain holding out for us to be able to do these dances and for us to stay outside in this beautiful place. Again, we come from Arizona. It's really dry, so for us it's really beautiful to see these clouds, see this rain falling down, and still see all the people out. Again, this came from a healing dance, but it's now very contemporary. There's a lot of moves that you're going to see, a lot of different formations from life, so you're going to have to use your imagination. Nowadays, you might see an alligator, a cowboy on a horse, Elvis. But if you even look hard enough, you'll see him rolling around, tangled up in his hoops. Don't worry, that move's called the Fallen Warrior. Hopefully, we don't see that one today. No, but if you see anything in this dance that you do like, don't be afraid to let him know. You can yell, scream, clap. I didn't see the wave yet. But just let him know that you're enjoying his dance. He is a 3-time world hoop dance champion, so let's bring him out with a round of applause. Mookie Cinqua.
Hey, hi, 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 hi All right, did everybody enjoy that? Now, who wants to know if he's tired? Now, who wants to see him dance faster? Come back out next year. Now, how about another round of applause for Moti Sikwa and the amazing hoop dance? All right, at this time, we'd like to share one more dance with you. And we'd like all of you to come out and join us in this dance, known as a round dance, also known as a friendship dance. Everyone make a big circle, joining hands, and we're all gonna dance to this beat, stepping to our left. They say before we come into this world, this is the first beat that we're introduced to, the first beat that helps to comfort us inside of our mother's womb. So they call this the heartbeat of our Mother Earth, the heartbeat of our nation. And with this beat, we like to do the round dance, also known as a friendship dance. So everybody come on out, make a big circle, joining hands. Step into the left, it's really easy.
Welcome back to Off the Hour, CKUT 90.3 FM. You were just listening to our coverage of National Indigenous Peoples Day Concert, which took place on Tuesday 21st in Cabot Square. And before we go, here's some news you can use. 7 metro stations will be free to enter on weekends until September. This is part of the city's effort to promote public transit use. The participating stations are Barrie UQAM, Champ-de-Mars, McGill, Peel, Place des Armes, Place des Arts, and Saint-Laurent. And Resilience Montreal is asking donations of pallets. This comes after the day shelter was flooded last week, which damaged its old pallets. To reach out to the shelter, email resilience.donations@gmail.com. And Black Healing Center is holding its last Healing Through Art session of the season. It's a code Bougie and Co picnic with crocheting and painting activities. That's tomorrow at 1 p.m. near Beaver Lake. Registration is required. For more information, visit the Instagram page Black Healing Center. And the community groups Solidarity Across Borders is organizing an emergency vigil for local healthcare worker Mamadou Konate. Mamadou worked full-time at long-term care center during pandemic and has been threatened with deportation for years. The vigil will take place at 9:45 a.m. on Monday at 1010 St. Antoine. For more information, look at the Facebook event, Vigil the Urgence for Mamadou. And that concludes this Friday's edition of Off the Hour, produced by Montreal's Community News Collective. The collective includes Brian Jefferson, Alice Wu, Joel Swanmel, Killian Davenport Brown, Tess Pikington, Pranjan Malik, Moisha Mori, Reem Arji, and Sarah Jesmer. For more information on anything you heard tonight, or if you'd like to participate or support news produced by and for Montreal community, please contact CKUT's Community News Department at 514-448-4041. Extension.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
Sous-titrage Société Radio-Canada.